They looked in there, but they couldn't see her.
That was just a way of having fun. Yes.
They don't. They'd ask them to do it no more now.
Probably not.
Well, they didn't catch up to me. I went down the. Let's see, that road over the other side. Was that road just. I can't think the name of that road. A fellow was chasing me with a Studebaker. And he got behind me and pushed me, and finally I got away from him. I went into a neighbor's yard, and they pulled in behind me, and I went around the house and out across the front lawn. I got away from him. I got down to my mother-in-law's, and I parked the car there, and they come, and I went down through the house and out through the cellar and out the back door. My brother was with me, and there was about 50 cars there. I come back up, and I stole a car. There was an old Model T car there like mine. I took that and come down home here. They caught up to me here. I had the drinks for him when they got home. He accused me of stealing his car, and I had put gas enough in it for him to get home. Well, if I'd been today, they'd have me arrested.
Probably. Yes.
I told him I just traded cars. I left mine and took his.
Sure.
Did you and your wife live with your parents here on the farm?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I had to in a way to take care of my brother. Mm-hmm. And my dad was a cripple for years. I had to take care of him.
How was your father crippled?
Rheumatism.
I see.
He heard me coming to the house, I had to turn him over.
Mm.
He says, you can do it quick. He says, there's only one hurt. The rest of them take too darn long.
Mm.
I'll pick him up.
Huh.
I was quicker than lightning them days.
Mm. You and your wife had a family.
Three, and the third one is stillborn.
Mm-hmm. You have a son?
Mm-hmm.
What is his name?
He lives down this next house down, Roger Watterson.
Yes.
I got two sons now.
How's that?
Brought one home Monday.
Oh, a new baby?
Yeah, last Monday.
Do they have a baby, you mean, another boy?
Yep, we got three children now.
Very good. Then you have a daughter, too.
Yes, she lives in Medina.
What is her name?
Her name is Barbara Beck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's got three of her own and one adopted child.
Mm-hmm.
Her oldest one is adopted.
Now, what's her name?
Cindy.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us about Cindy?
Her name is Swab now, Cindy Swab.
Yes.
She's got three children and another one on the way.
Oh my. Well, where did Cindy come from?
Korea.
Mm-hmm. How did this all happen?
My son-in-law was in the Air Force, and he went in the orphanage there, and he took a liking to this one because they told him my daughter there, she'd never have any children.
Mm-hmm.
He took a liking to this one and sent her home.
How did she come? With someone?
Well, the nurse came with her. She was one of the youngest to fly the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Came from Korea. This must have been during the Korean War.
Yep.
How was she when she got over here? Was she healthy or what?
Not too healthy.
Mm-hmm.
She was two different times she was in children's hospital. And it's funny, the nurse or the doctor from Korea was in the hospital the last time we took her in there.
Mm-hmm.
He knew her as soon as he see her.
Okay.
Better memory than I got. Yeah, he gave her the best of care, too. I took care of her mostly. My daughter was staying here at that time, and for, well, she stayed here for a while, and then she went, she went to Texas, and she was in New York City. I went to Texas and see him when I was down there.
Is that right?
Me and my wife and my son, he wasn't married then. We left here Saturday morning, and Sunday night, 12 o'clock, was in Houston, Texas. Some
Gosh.
People won't believe that, but that's the truth.
Right. Wow.
You said that you lived at home here. Did you and your wife always
and,
live at home? With
did
your
parents?
Wife work away from home or on the farm?
She worked away from home. She worked at Harrison's. And she worked at Newell's, and she worked for Penny's in Medina, for a clerk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mother done most of the work, and that made it nice for her. She could get out.
Yes.
My brother took care of the kids mostly.
Mm-hmm.
He had a wheelchair and a board down here, and he'd have them up there sitting on there.
That does make it nice. Now you, did you come back and forth from work then, back
mm-hmm.
to the farm?
Yeah, when I worked up to Harrison's, I drove back and forth.
You worked at Harrison's for quite a long time, didn't you?
Before I went to work at Harrison's, I worked at Norton's for a year.
Where is Norton's?
Lockport.
Oh, what kind of a place is that?
Plastic.
What did you do there?
Worked on a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Turning out Bandicke cases. 22 a minute.
20 a minute?
22.
I didn't like that. It was too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Too hot. I went from there. I put my name in at Harrison's. And I put them in Niagara Falls at Curtis's, and I put it in at the brick shoe. I got a notice, well, it was 2 days apart. I picked out Harrison's.
You were, how old were you when you went to Harrison's? About 57? Was it
56, I think it was.
56. 56, and you go to work at Harrison's. What'd you do at Harrison's?
I worked mostly on the dip. That's dipping parts and that.
My husband did that one summer.
Up to Harrison's?
Mm-hmm.
That's hard work.
I didn't mind it. I told the boss, I said, we ought to have an automatic dip there. He says, it can't be done. Oh, I says, oh yes, it can. About 2 years after that, he says, Watterson, he says, we got an automatic dip. He says, you can come over and run it. That was one as long as from here to the road.
Yeah.
Oh. And you were put in charge of that. Well, you said you worked there about 11 years?
Mm-hmm. After that, I was working for Scotty on the line on air conditions, and that's when they first started air conditions. And
where was that?
That was at Harrison's.
Oh.
And they
come down.
I didn't know who they was, and they were standing around my way, and I says, you fellas have to get out the way. I can't work with you all standing on here. And they says, we're here to see why these parts ain't coming out good. Well, I says, anybody ought to know that. Well, he says, why? Well, I says, you're emptying these parts and putting them through hot water. And I says, anything won't stand to be empty going through hot water. I says, you put a drum out in the dooryard. And I says, empty, the sun will dry the sides right in. I says, it's full, it won't harm it a bit. He says, okay, away they went.
Hmm.
And the boss come, he says, you know who he was talking to? I says, no. He says, that was the big shots. He says, no wonder they didn't fire you. The next day he come, he says, do you know what you got for talking to them? I says, no. He says, you're put on the 500 list. Nobody can fire you nor bump you off.
Wow.
I never got no papers to show it, but that's what he told me.
Did they adopt your idea?
Mm-hmm. Next day.
Hmm.
They got along good after that. I was mad, that's the reason I told.
Yeah.
They didn't give you any money for it, though.
Well, I should have put in for it, but they got me mad there quite a few different times, and I'd tell them off, and they take my advice.
Yeah.
Let's see, one of the big shots, I can't think of his name now, he come ball me out on that big dip, and I says, gee, I don't mind it, I can get 2 hours overtime. I says, you should order new parts for it. I said, ball them out instead of me. That was Tracy. And about 2 hours' time, he says, I done as you told me. He brought the parts. He says, here, open them up. He hadn't opened them up yet.
Yeah.
Gregory, he balled me out. That's the first year I was there because I wasn't doing it right. And I says, if you bring the parts in the way I want them, I says, I could keep up. Next day he come and asked me, and I told him. He says, that's the way you'll get them then.
Hmm.
I got along good there, but yet I always told the bosses what I'd done it in a pleasant way, but
sure.
They took my advice.
Well, then when you were about 68, they figured maybe you'd been there long enough?
Yeah, they kicked me out.
They figured maybe you ought to retire?
My boss didn't even know it.
He didn't know what?
Didn't know I was through that night. Hmm. See, I was working for Scotty, and I can't think of the other fellow's name. He wanted a different man, so he couldn't fire me, so he let me take this other fellow take me. And he got reports on me. He even got my paycheck each week, and then he brought the boss that I was working for. He didn't know it. And Yankee, he used to work in the hospital here in Medina. He was a foreman up there at that time. He told me, he stopped one day and said, why didn't you tell your boss you were going to be through? And I said, I thought I'd let him find it out. He was looking for me in.
Yeah.
He asked Yankee where I was, because he knew Yankee knew knew me.
You said somewhere along the line that you worked at Upson's for a year. Where's Upson's?
That's that place I was telling you back here a while ago. You copied it down here.
Okay. Well, now you're back on the farm. After you got through working at Harrison's, did you come back to the farm? Did you decide to retire and work harder than ever?
Well, my son took over. I'm helping him.
One thing that we talked about the other day, Earl, you said that when you started in with farming, you had about 70 acres on the farm, or your folks did.
Well, when they died, they left the farm to me. Mm-hmm. But I had the promise to take care of them for 20 years. I did.
Yes.
If I figured it up, I paid good money for that.
Yes. Well, you said that you share the farm now with your son, Roger. And now your farm is about 500 acres?
Well, that's, we rent land.
Mm-hmm.
Farm ain't any bigger, but if you had time, I'd show you the farms we work.
How many different farms do you figure you rent from, rent their land?
I was figuring it up the other day as 12 now. We've lost two farms. They're figuring on taking over. They didn't work with Harrison's and that, and now they're going to try and farm it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One is your friend, Mr. Rinker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Is your farm mostly fruit?
No, we're mostly vegetables.
Oh.
La- last year we had in 100 acres of sweet corn and 40 acres of string beans and 220 acres of field corn. And then we had 40 acres of wheat besides our hay. And
where do you sell the vegetables now that the canning companies are mostly gone?
Well, so far we've been lucky. They've took them.
Well, who are they? What?
Snyder's is one of them. And, beans, I think they go to Birdseye, I think.
I see.
He just signed up yesterday for beans again. 60 acres is coming here. They cut us out on our sweet corn. We can't get any more.
What do you mean you can't get any more?
They got more than they handled. The company has. So they, all this north of the ridge, they cut us out.
What do you do with the land that you were going to put into corn?
We ain't decided yet. Last year they told us how many acres of field corn we could put in.
Who tells you what to put in or how much to put in? The companies or the government?
Well, if you want to belong to the Farm Bureau or the Farm ASC office, why, you got to go what they tell you.
I see. What is ASC?
That's the office over here at Albion. They keep track of the farm business.
I see. Well, do you have fruit on your farm as well?
We have 30 acres of fruit here. Mm-hmm. We sell that to Lindenville Cannon Factory.
Mm-hmm. Mostly what? Apples?
I heard bad news about them.
What's that?
I hear they're going to fold up.
In Lindenville?
That's
that
a
new
rumor.
Company that
That's the rumor that I heard today.
That's Pillsbury owned, isn't it?
I think so.
Bought it last year.
I hope it's just a rumor.
I hope so. We just heard today that Lipton's in Albion was closing.
This neighbor works for him up there, and my son's mother-in-law works there, and I have a lot of friends that work there.
Yeah. Well,
probably I'm a fool for doing it.
No. Earl, as we continue, we're talking with Earl Watterson. This is take two. As we continue with this interview, Mr. Watterson, we're talking a little bit about your farm here, your farm, and you've been showing us your pigs and your sheep. Did your folks have, you said you used to have cows here.
Yes. Used to milk cows and chickens for a living, practically.
Cows and chickens, is that what your father had on the farm? Yeah. How many cows did he have?
About five.
Five cows?
You'd make butter and sell it and trade it for groceries, and then you'd chickens and trade them for groceries.
Mm-hmm. Did the grocery wagon used to come around to the house?
Yep. Yeah,
would they come from? Do you remember? Who was the grocery man?
One was from Millersville. I was going to tell you his name, but I can't think of it.
Yes.
And then one was from Old Orchard. That was Jesse Oderkirk. That was my wife's relatives. They'd have a horse, two horses on their wagon, and take their time.
How often would they come around?
Once a week. Mm-hmm. Supposed to get enough groceries then last the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. We went to town at least once a year.
Once a year?
That's when we were small.
Yeah.
Take us up about around Christmas time.
When you say to town, where do you mean?
Medina.
What was that like when you'd go?
Well, it was quite a change. Then they didn't have the freezers and that, and we stand about 4 foot wide and about 12 foot long bananas down to the last ones would be rotten. Different pressures on them. I always like the ones when they're putting their blight. They taste the best.
Best flavor. Yes. How did you get to town? Do you remember when you were
them days, my dad would take us to town and take 2 hours of a team of horses. Yes. When we got bigger, we, a bunch of us, all get together, kids, and we go up the Noseville and catch the trolley and ride the banana and stay till the last trolley and come back to Noseville and walk home. Thought we had a lot of fun.
Well, what did your father do with the milk besides make butter, or was that just enough for your family?
Well, he'd sell the butter. So.
Yes. And the rest of the milk, did he?
Fed the pigs.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Well, they'd take the cream off of it and make butter.
How did they make the butter?
Old churn. I got the churn out in the woodshed now.
What kind of a churn is that? There are different kinds, I guess. Just like a scrub board sort of a thing, back
well,
and forth?
It had legs that stood on, and it hung on three rods, and you just pushed it back and forth. Mm-hmm. Cream wasn't the right temperature, it'd take you probably an hour and a half to churn it. If it was the right temperature, it'd churn it in 10 to 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. What would the temperature have to be, cold or warm?
Medium, but not too cold and not too warm. If it was too cold, it'd come in little round balls. If it was just right, it'd come in one big hump.
Hmm.
Mother had the record of making good butter, and she didn't have no trouble selling it.
Did she sell it to the traveling grocery man or to the people in the neighborhood?
Well, she sold it mostly to the neighbor and all it, and that customers would pick it up in a hurry then. But you're lucky if you got 30 cents a pound. Mm-hmm. Eggs around from 8 to 10 cents a dozen.
What kind of chickens did you have?
We had everything, mixed varieties.
Mm-hmm.
We sold our eggs, quite a bunch of them, to Teddy Poehler. He lived up on Fruit Avenue.
Yes.
They say his wife works in the, up there over in the church where we get our lunch quite often.
Right, yeah. Chickens, have you seen how they raise chickens today?
Mm-hmm.
It's some different, isn't it?
I say it is. Went down to Eagle Harbor and see them down there.
Your chickens were in a pen, were they, or were they loose?
Loose. The eggs taste different then, too.
Yes. Well, oh, did they really, or is it because we were younger?
No, they taste different. Because
oh.
I had some here a few years ago, and the coon caught them all.
Oh.
My brother, he teased me for eggs. He says, they taste like eggs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You said that you and your son had quite a large herd of cattle out here at one time.
We had around 70 head.
Mm-hmm. What did you do with the milk?
We didn't milk.
Oh, what's
just
replacement heifers?
But we kept them until they was ready to have calf, and then we'd sell them. Let the other fellow worry.
I see.
There was pretty good money in there 2 years. 1 year we lost money on them. Sold them for less than what we give for them.
Mm. What do you do but then? Buy the calves?
We bought the heifers, we called them.
Oh.
Between a calf and a cow.
Uh-huh.
About year-old heifers. We figured on keeping them a year, year and a half, and then selling them.
How would you go about selling them?
OK Farms used to come in and buy them, and then we sold some to Wheel and Caledonia. They'd come over and get them sometimes. We'd sell them to the highest bidder.
Mm-hmm. How would they get them out of here, on trucks?
Trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I went on 3 dairy tours. It was interesting.
Well, you said then that you finally got rid of your cattle. Why was that?
Well, the year was so wet we couldn't get our corn, and we couldn't fill the silos, so we didn't have no feed for them. And they was too high, we didn't buy them anyway. Mm-hmm. And we ain't had good luck since. My son says he's going to try and get them next year again. Mm-hmm. We built all them barns.
We've had quite a few buildings. How many are out there? Quite a few.
We have 6 grain bins. Big barn there, that's about 200 foot square, I think, counting the roofs and all that. Mm-hmm. Me and the son built them.
You what?
Me and the son built them.
Is that right?
We do our own carpentry work. The house down here, me and him built that.
Is that right? That's a nice little house. That's all on one floor, isn't it?
2 floor story.
Oh, is it?
What me and him can't do, I mean, then you'd undertake to do.
That's very nice. That must give you a great deal of satisfaction to have him follow as a farmer. Yes. We've been over, Arden and I went with you over to see your sheep. Now, when did you start raising sheep?
Oh, my dad raised them ever since I can remember.
Is that right?
My dad didn't take care of them too good.
How did he take care of them?
Just fed them and took care of them. And different ones told me if they don't have a lamb, you're supposed to help them out. My mother wouldn't believe that. So I told her the sheep was having trouble having the lamb. I'd have to go out and help it. So she'd go out and watch.
You mean help the lamb be born? I see.
Sometimes they get tangled up and you have to turn them around, kind of. Mm-hmm. Their feet get mixed up, and that's quite a job. They laughed at my son about the doctor didn't come in. And my son says, don't worry. He says, he don't come. He says, I'll deliver.
Yeah.
He delivers them now. So
is that right? Well, did you ever have call for a veterinarian?
Oh, yes.
Who did you get?
First one I ever got was Bolton from London. And then I used to, Arnett.
Doc Arnett.
He was good at it.
I think his wife's maiden name was Oderkirk.
Mm-hmm.
Was that relation?
Yeah. Yes. Some relation. Yes. He always held it against me when I got married.
Really?
He did?
For marrying an Oderkirk.
Oh, dear.
It sounded like that.
What about ticks on the sheep? Has that ever been a problem?
Well, it was till the Farm Bureau got a sheep dipping outfit and they dipped them, and we haven't any bother since. Mm-hmm. You'd shear a sheep and you couldn't count the ticks on it. When my dad got rid of them, he'd turn the chickens in with them.
Oh.
Chickens would eat the ticks.
Oh. All from the sheep? Is that right? I've heard something about using tobacco leaves in a tobacco dip.
Well, I never done that, but we always buy the dip.
How do you, it sounds like you dip a sheep into something, do you? How do you do it?
Well, them days they had a ramp made, and they'd go up and they couldn't jump across this. Mm-hmm. They'd try it and they'd fall down in. Oh. And then they'd fall up, stand there and push their head down.
Well, wouldn't their oil on the wool, wouldn't that keep the wet off?
No, they had something in there to cut that kind of.
Oh.
But now we just put them in a flock and spray them.
Do you spray with a machine overhead or what?
Well, we have one of these hand machines, but I seen in the paper here a while ago, a fellow tried it and he stayed in too long, it killed him.
Oh, my.
You got to be very careful and get out of there quick. And not keep the sheep in too long, it'll affect them too.
What about shearing the sheep? That's changed quite a bit, hasn't it?
Oh yes, first shearing them, they done it with a hand clippers. I could show you some of them. Now they electric.
Yes. Just. Now, do you do that, or do you take them someplace?
We hired them. Young shears ours.
Who was that?
Young Earl Youngs. He lives down on the ridge.
Earl Young?
Y-O-U-N-G. He can do about 10 an hour.
How does he do it?
Lays them on the
just
floor.
About like a right on the floor.
Hair clipper, have one that bigger.
Yes. And what do you do with the wool then?
We tie it up in square bunches and take it over to the Albion to the wool pool.
The wool pool?
Yeah. That's the 11th, I think he's got it marked there.
I see. Well, what is the wool pool?
They take it off from the farmer and then they sell it and they pay the farmer according to what they get for it.
Who runs that? Is that Farm Bureau?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Take it over to the Agway building over there.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
They weigh it and I guess they mix it all together after they grade it and then mix it all together and they have a buyer come along and buy it.
How do you grade wool? How do you choose that?
Well, they open the fleece up and some of the farmers, they put straw and dirt and every other thing in there. But you're supposed to keep it clean. And then some of the wool down in under here is dirty. They take that out.
Under their bellies is dirty?
Mm-hmm. But they have to be careful, a lot of the farmers. I had a hired man. I didn't watch him shear, and the hired man got drunk. And I caught the devil when I took the wool away. Mm. They put chaff and everything else in. Mm-hmm. Thought they was making me money. Mm-hmm. I took that up to Middleport, to Jackson.
J.J. Jackson? I thought he ran a bean house.
Well, he did, but he bought wool, too.
Oh.
That business is all closed up now.
Yes.
He was a darn good man. Mm-hmm. I hadn't been well acquainted with him. He'd sent me home with the wool, but he kind of docked me and took it.